Today is Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Researchers have uncovered the gene network regulating the transition of progenitor cells into motor neurons during the development of embryos using chicken and mice as models. The study also sheds light on why these neurons develop faster in the embryo compared to other nerve cells. The findings may help researchers develop motor neurons from stem cells in the lab for diseases like ALS or spinal muscular atrophy. Neural progenitors are the cells that, during the embryonic development of the spinal cord, will lead to the different types of nerve cells, including motor neurons. These are the cells that control muscle movement and become damaged in SMA. Researchers had known for long that different types of neurons in the spinal cord develop at different speeds in the embryo, with motor neurons developing faster. Why this happened and how, however, was unknown. Now, researchers analyzed around 200 cells in the process of becoming neurons. They analyzed each cell individually, looking specifically at the gene expression, an analysis made possible by performing single-cell transcriptional profiling. Researchers developed a computer algorithm to understand how gene expression changes during the process of becoming a motor neuron. The analysis found that a single gene expressed by a neural progenitor cell that will give rise to motor neurons, called OLIG2, helps this transition from a progenitor cell into a motor neuron by suppressing the level of HES genes, namely HES1 and HES5. The HES genes were previously found to block the development of neurons. Using mouse and chicken embryos, researchers confirmed the role of OLIG2 in promoting motor neuron formation by increasing or blocking OLIG2 levels in the embryo's spinal cords and during neuron formation in mouse embryonic stem cells. Up next, listen to highlights from our latest podcast, where community editor Kevin Shaver interviews Bryn Willis, a Johns Hopkins University graduate student. In this first clip, Ms. Willis talks about her positive and inspiring experience in attending and paneling the patient-focused drug development meeting co-sponsored by the Cure SMA and the FDA last year in Maryland.
A couple of things that I learned from that, I think the biggest takeaway that I learned from that kind of event is how, you know, this is the people in the SMA community are some of the most positive and resilient and tenacious people that I have ever met. And this was the one time, and I remember speaking to you about this on our first day, mm-hmm. is that it was incredibly difficult to sit there and think about the many ways that SMA has stopped us, that SMA has prevented us from doing stuff or has negatively impacted our lives just because we're so used to rising above that. And so to sit there and ruminate about the many ways that SMA has negatively impacted your life was very difficult. But I can't think of a better crowd to, you know, so when people were taking down their guard and, you know, sharing that vulnerability of what SMA has done to them, it was just kind of a beautiful moment. And I can't think of a better crowd to say and verbalize those kind of struggles to than the people that were in that room.
In this second clip, Bryn talks about a young adult patient support group that she's putting together for SMA adults.
So we're starting actually a young adult support group because now with medical interventions and drugs like Spinraza and all of this assistive technology, what we're finding is that not only are these people who would have had these diseases earlier, they would have passed away, but they're living longer. And not only are they living longer, but they're really becoming, a strong voice. And so what ends up happening is that we find that the young adult population doesn't have much support. There's a lot of support for children and a lot of support for older adults, but that young adult population doesn't have a lot of network of support. And so this group is really designed to a little bit of lobbying, a little bit of advocacy, and then a little bit of social events.
In this final clip, Bryn talks about some of the current work that she is doing to support SMA caregivers.
I am creating a several-part symposium on caregiver stress, and self-care. And it's a primary intervention for newly diagnosed families of chronic illness. And we talk about the importance of stress management, because there's nothing more rewarding to a parent than being a child's primary caregiver. There is so much reward in doing that and playing that role. But with that comes along a lot of stress. And so when the child is early diagnosed, this is a program for parents so that they can learn about what are the long-term effects of chronic stress.
To hear Kevin Schaefer's full interview with Bryn Willis, be sure to visit soundcloud.com/SMA News Today. And also be sure to visit smanewstoday.com daily for our digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.